Well, hey there. This is Debs the Horoscopes Lady, and this is a sidereal astrology show, and we ask, do you know where your planets are? That's because we look at the planets against the backdrop of the sky. And if that's where you think you've been looking at them all these years, you might be in for a surprise. Most Western astrologers use what's called tropical astrology, and they look at the positions of the planets according to the seasons. For instance, the sun right now is not in the constellation of Gemini. It's actually in 14 degrees of Taurus. That's where it is. If you could see it, get yourself a special filter. You could see it out there. The sun is in the constellation Taurus. Matter of fact, pretty much right in the middle of it. Today we are, let me see here. I'm answering emails. Got a bunch of emails backing up here again. And we'll be talking a little bit about some of the presidential hopefuls coming up the next year. And if you would like to call in at any time to ask any questions, please have your birthday, the year, the time, and the place. If you're asking about someone else in relationship to your chart, then you only need their birthday and year. But for you, I need birthday, time, and year. And the reason I'm really honing in on that, I got a lot of great emails the past couple of weeks. However, most of them only included the birthday and the year and not a time or a place. That makes it very difficult because people obviously born on the same day will have very different lives, or they'll have lives that, the people born in the morning are like seems to be a step ahead what's going on than people born in the afternoon, or things are happening earlier in their life or during the year. If you'd like to call in to ask questions, the daytime number here at BBS Radio is 877-876-5227. All right, let me start. Oh, I had a very cute question about the blue moon. What is the astrological significance of a blue moon? And the answer is there is none. What a blue moon is a calendar event when you have two full moons in the same month. Hence the expression once in a blue moon, because occasionally that happens, but not very often. If you were born during a blue moon or under a blue moon, I think it's kind of fun, and I think when you have birthday parties, you should certainly play that up. But it has absolutely no astrological significance in itself, except for the fact you were born under a full moon. I'll talk about that for a minute. Here in the United States, if you're born under a full moon, we would tell you that that is a time when your parents might have been separate at the point or separating from something, and it could have been that they were brand new parents and they were separating from their parents and becoming adults themselves, or there might have been some tension, in the marriage. Of course, the birth of a child will do that, or your father might have been away at war when you were born, something along those lines. Obviously, there are people born every single month under a full moon. In the East, the significance is a little bit different. Waxing moon being a more powerful moon, and they prefer that to the sun in general. So, that's it. It's a culmination period, and people born under a full moon tend to look at the big picture and more of a big picture type of person, as opposed to one that who always wants to start things, or one who digs from the past. They'll kind of pull them both together. So, emotions being no matter what sign it's in, being much stronger. But being born under a blue moon itself, sorry, not a daggone thing that matters. Let me see here. I'm trying to think. I do want to get in people's emails, but a lot of the emails, and that's one of the reasons I'm doing some of the politics. Over the last month, I've had quite a few questions with that. So let me start. Let's start with the Hauck USA chart, and I will explain it because I've gotten questions over that. What USA chart to use? Several charts for the United States, of course, depending on when you think it started. Do you think it started July 4th? Well, what time? July 4th was when the first signature went on, when the last signature went on, when it got sent off to England, when the party was thrown. A lot of people use what's called the U.S. war chart, was the year before, 1776, when we officially declared war on England in 1775. England did not take much notice to that, and that's why we declared our independence the year later. I use the chart, which I think Hololy Richter had first investigated, and my late great buddy Rick Houck picked up and continued to use with a lot of success. It's actually June 19th. That's June 19th, 1776. At 11:53:50, so almost 11:54 a.m., and that would be LMT for Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What was happening June 19th? They literally, they hadn't even got there yet for the Congress. It had essentially been called. A few guys had arrived, and I'm not sure. Somebody had written or had researched that it had been written down. The significance of, like, the main signers of the Declaration at that point had pretty much decided this is the way we're going. Why use this chart at all? Because it works, and that's why I do use it. It gives Virgo rising, which very much describes the United States. We're constantly improving, constantly fixing stuff, constantly fiddling with stuff, constantly fooling around with stuff. We do change. We change quite a bit. And I would tell you we're pragmatic. We are. We absolutely are. It puts Saturn in the first house as well as Neptune. And, well, if you have a chart, you can run it out. I may end up putting this chart up on the BBS site at some point under my webpage there so you can see what it looks like. But looking at the United States chart in general, what's going on? We've got Jupiter still in our third house, transiting Jupiter. And that has been all the interest in the alternative fuels and really making a go of it this time, really making a go of it. A lot of my questions are questions directed at me, of course, of when are the boys coming home, when are the troops coming home, boys and girls. And I have always said it would be during a Mars retrograde. We have Mars retrograde coming up in November of this year. I put that on my website last week again because of Memorial Day. The website with the sidereal horoscopes is mybirthchart.com. That's mybirthchart.com. And you can go, there's free weekly sidereal horoscopes, find out what you are sidereally. But I said the troops will be called home, or starting to call home. It takes a very long time to actually get people to the other side of the earth in large ships around November. And part of the reason is, of course, the elections. That'll be the obvious reason there. But the other thing that's happening is Jupiter, transiting Jupiter, is moving into our fourth house, which has to do with our home and our home as a nation and bringing people home, building new homes. And, of course, when all the service people get back, they will be settling back into their jobs or into other jobs, and that will change the composition of who is here at home. So I really feel that I was talking to this about a friend of mine who's a Marine, former Marine colonel, and he said, you know, Bush has absolutely no reason whatsoever to call them back unless he's trying to help out the Republican candidates. And I said, well, that may be reason enough, but it really honestly looks to me like they're coming back. The other thing that will have happened is Saturn, which will be moving this summer into Leo, and also moving into our 12th house as a country, and we'll be looking at hospitals. So we're going to have all these people come back, and they already have been coming back, who need to be rehabilitated, who are missing limbs, missing pieces of their body. And, you know, it's hospitals and hospital care will become more and more our focus, and it just will be what it is, and everybody will fit back in, and life will go on. So I'm kind of happy about that. I don't know about you. I've got a handful of people I'm either related to or know that are over there, and I'll be most happy when they're back safe and sound. Okay, but that is, in case you have a computer program of your own that will do charts, and please, I use sidereal whole signs, and I specifically use Lahiri. Last week, the gentleman we had on, use the Fagan-Bradley system, but I use Lahiri. June 19th, 1776, at, well, you can do 11:54 a.m., Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right before everybody went to lunch. In fact, it was probably a lunch meeting that they said, okay, are we going to do this or not? I want to look at Al Gore's chart, not that he is running again, but what will he have? You know, obviously, you know, he's got his environment thing, and he's been doing quite well with that, but what will he be doing to help the Democrats or not help the Democrats, as the case may be? Al Gore was born March 31st, 1948, at 12:53 p.m. That's 12:53 p.m. at the Columbia Hospital for Women in Washington, D.C. He was his family was not from here, obviously, but certainly raised here. His dad was in politics. Got Cancer Rising, which is, you know, Cancer Risings, God love them. They are, so does George Bush, actually. They are misconstrued constantly by the public because they'll pull themselves back. And so they're often accused of not being feeling, just like Scorpio risings are, of not being feeling when what they're trying to do is preserve themselves. So they pull back because they feel so much. As politics start to heat up, Saturn will have moved to his second house, which normally says, okay, you have more expenditures or you don't have as much money coming in. And if he is on the campaign trail, shoot, I think he gets, I know he gets paid for appearances. Well, certainly he gets paid for appearances. I don't know. I don't think the party will, Democratic Party, is going to pay him to show up and do stump speeches. It's just kind of the thing that you're expected to do. And if I'm wrong about that, somebody please call me. But I don't think, they might pick up tickets here, there, and everywhere, but I don't think you're actually paid to go do that. So that would lessen, you know, him getting his own speaking fees. It would lessen his ability to promote his book because he's now promoting, you know, the Democratic Party. So I think he'll be quite active with that. I would expect in 3 weeks' time, so about the third week of June, for him to very much be in the public. And he'll be like that for the 6 weeks after that. Mars will be up in his 10th house, and that's one reason I pulled his chart out, because we will be hearing a lot from Al Gore this summer, a lot. He will be on the news as much as he was right before the Oscars when his movie did quite well. So I expect to see quite a bit. Jupiter will be transiting into his 6th house, and anyone out there, if you were born with Cancer rising, sidereally, Jupiter will also be moving into your 6th house this November. And that's a work day that you get to change and do what you want to do with. I kind of like it. To me, it's a lot of fun because you get to really enjoy your work more so than you have. And especially if you take time to really arrange it, you know, do what you want to do with it. Set up the day the way that you want. Some people go through what they call health issues during that, but, you know, it could be a time where you say, okay, you know, I'm getting older, and what do I want to do? Do I want to make sure I'm getting my sit-ups in, make sure I'm getting my water in, making sure I get the good fats in, you know, kind of thing. He'll also, because of his age, be having what's called a Jupiter return. So that's always a growth spurt. And as you get older, it's normally a growth spurt in the width direction as opposed to the height direction. But again, people can grow muscles. You know, they don't have to grow girth. It can be muscles. So I think he'll very, very much be in the media and be very audio and visually present for this coming election. I'm not sure what the pundits say about that, but that's where I think he'll be. I want to talk about Tony Blair for a minute. And again, I realize they're not running. Matter of fact, Tony Blair obviously is stepping down. I'm sure you've heard that. This is something I predicted end of January, February on my website. That's the My Birth Chart website on the horoscopes page. Because I saw when Saturn moves this summer, and again, for everybody, Saturn's going to move into a different house. And that's one reason I use not only sidereal astrology, I use the whole house whole sign house system, because you feel it. I mean, there's this immediate shift of, okay, I was focusing on this, now I'm focusing on this. These are the things coming up in my life. This is what I'm having to deal with. These are the opportunities being given to me. Oh, gee, I hadn't thought about it for years, but it's now that I want to redo my house, or it's now that I'm meeting all these new people. It's now that I'm, you know, people are giving me opportunities for education or to buy property. And that's how astrology should be used, as a tool, as a map, as something, as my little girl says, works better than the weatherman, Mom, because it's nice to know when things are coming down the pike, what you can do with them, and to avail yourself of this information so you can enjoy your life more fully. So at any rate, if you've got Taurus rising, and this is sidereal Taurus, Saturn will be moving into your fourth house. And when I saw that, I said, huh, unless, you know, he's got to move out of number 10 Downing Street because of renovations, this, or maybe he'll just buy property somewhere else, this man's leaving, you know, being prime minister. And, you know, sure enough, 2 months later, he announced that, you know, it's time for him to go. He's going to go do something else. And good for him, as opposed to being pushed out. You know, good for him. He's ready to go do something else, and that's exciting. So he will be leaving this summer. If you were born sidereally with Taurus rising, and you can certainly call in and find out what your rising sign is sidereally, then you will be either buying a new house, moving from one place to another, or renovating a house that you just bought or been in for quite a while. Maybe you have a child that's, you know, moving out, going to college this year, and you're completely redoing that room as your own. So that's the kind of thing that people will be doing who have Taurus rising starting this summer, and it'll last for 2.5 years. I mean, you got a while to do it, so you can look at plans. You don't have to rush, which is kind of nice. But Tony Blair, what outside of doing that, for the next 3 weeks, he's going to be given, you know, a lot of dinners and applause and people saying, gee, what a great job you've done, and, you know, happy to have you there. After that time, he is really going to start easing out of the picture. Now, of course, you know, he will have turned over his leadership position to someone else, but he is going to start easing out as soon as he possibly can. Mars will be transiting what's called his 12th house, and people just really, you know, they want to finish up what they've been doing, and they want to take a mental break so they can get ready for the next phase of their life. And shortly after that, he will be starting a brand new 2.5 year phase. It'd be kind of exciting to see what he does. I would expect, with all the other changes in his chart that are happening in the next year, that Tony Blair will maybe quietly go to the country for all of about 3 months. And then, where is that happening? Oh, yeah, not even 3 months. No, yeah, I take that back. I would like to see him take a rest for that long. I don't think he will. And he's going to start immediately dealing with world economics and how everybody fits together. You know, where one thing is produced in one country and affects people in another country, and they all help each other out, and all that. The whole picture, not just the small, you know, part that any one country plays. I think he's going to be on the world scene doing great things. And good for him. He's a smart guy. He is, and he takes action. And that's something. He doesn't just talk about stuff. He makes stuff happen. And he's a good manager of people, too, which is lovely. And that's nice. Instead of offending people or upsetting people, he galvanizes them to go do something. And, yes, I realize, you know, his country has criticized him at times, but he's effective. He's certainly effective. All right. Before I get on to the rest of... I've got 3 Democrats to look at today. And why these 3 Democrats? Well, partly because I was sure of their birth times. No point looking at political hopefuls if you just have a birthday. It's not quite how astrology works. Not well, at any rate. A couple of these emails here I wanted to get to. This one wants to know if she's going to be an actress growing up. And she was born November 25th, 1993, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I will leave out the state where she was born. Here, okay. Anyone born November 25th of 1993 or any year, the sun had just gotten to Scorpio. It was in 9 degrees of Scorpio. That's where it was. It had not moved into Sagittarius yet. It's firmly in the beginnings of Scorpio. If you happen to be born in the afternoon on the in the United States, or running around the band of latitude where she was born in the United States, as opposed to South America or down in Australia, you'd have Aquarius rising, and you'd have all this stuff. Most of your planets would be up in your 9th, 10th, and 11th houses, particularly your 10th house. It would be absolutely packed. So this is a person that is, you know, she loves being out in the public. She does well out in the public. She probably has excellent and interesting features, like striking. This would be a striking appearance, to where people would like turn their heads and notice, which is wonderful for being an actress. Not so good if you want to be a secret agent, but it's great for being an actress. There is a pleasantness to her speech. If you were born November 25th, 1993, or thereabouts, Mercury would have been in Libra, 20 degrees of Libra, and so would Venus. It would have been 27 Libra. If you were born the year before or year after, those two planets would have been somewhere else, but that's where it was. Talent is important. You know, it certainly is important. Persistence means so much more. Making opportunities for yourself, availing yourself of the opportunities that are there, but certainly making opportunities for yourself, you know, and by doing that, you know, is, okay, if you see an opening, you know, show up, apply for it, do what you need to do. And if you can do that, then your chances just, you know, expanded, you know, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boop, 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 like a heartbeat. I think this is an excellent chart for someone to make it publicly. And considering where this person was born, make it publicly first and acting and then moving on to politics. That is so popular from that part of the country. And be good at it. Be absolutely good at it. Life is not easy to begin with, and that's something which would certainly help, especially in the political arena. It's like, yeah, you got to work for it. You're not given everything. Everything's not handed to you. But if you work for it, what was it, a sign my dad used to have up that said, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And that is so true. If you were born around November 25th, 1993, about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Saturn has been in your sixth house. Or if you have Aquarius rising sidereally, Saturn has been in your sixth house for the last 2.5 years. And you've had, you know, work's been tough. Of course, this is a young person. So making it into the business is tough, but keep at it, keep doing it, and things will really start turning around by this summer. You do get the role you go after. Somebody does notice you. You know, you get the audition, you get the callbacks for the auditions, and this time they take. If you've had health issues for the last 2.5 years, know that they should be clearing up, again, after July 15th. And someone had asked about that. Well, gee, if I had a client who was had many years of having some major health problems, and they said, oh, good, it's all going to be over. And I said, yes and no. It's certainly the worst of it. You lived through all this, honey. You got out of the hospital. Yes, the worst of it will be over. But it's like having your car dented. Once your car is dented, you know, you got to go and you go to the body shop and you get it fixed. and depends on how good of a job you did fixing it, or it was fixed, it was painted, sanded, was everything done correctly, will you notice it or not? So, yes, people who've had some health issues because of Saturn moving through, or as indicated, not because of Saturn, as indicated by Saturn moving through their sixth house the last 2.5 years, you know, you get through July 15th, you've made it through the worst of it, but did you learn something? Did you change something? Did you repair yourself the best you could possibly do? Then you can get stronger. Then the worst of it's over. If you go back to doing the same stuff that got you sick in the first place, and this is not necessarily for young people, this is for older people that should know better and do it anyway. If you don't make those changes, then they will be reoccurring. You know, it's common sense. Let me see. I had a email here from a young person. Just too funny. 10th grade. She wants to know how 10th grade is going to be. She was born June 20th. Is that it? Yeah, June 20th. I apologize for you having to wait to have me do this. I got caught up this morning over here, and all of a sudden it's like, whoops, time for the show. Okay, she was born June 20th, 1991, about 7 a.m. in the morning. Yep, that's it. Let's see. And I shouldn't. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we have a caller. I'm deep in this chart here. Yes, ma'am. What would you like to know?
Well, this is Allison, and
I thought it was you.
I was listening to your show, and I was listening, and it was fascinating. I'm sorry for interrupting your reading.
That's quite all right. No. I'm glad. It's funny. I'm glad you did, and I'm glad that was a nice confirmation you gave me. I am extremely affected by the grass pollen today. And I feel like I'm floating. So if you're saying that I'm coherent, that's a good thing.
Well, I just wanted to call and say, as you know, you did my astrology, and we've been kind of looking at the beginning of the year and then what you said for May. And I just want to tell you how extraordinary you are and how very right on you've been, and some really wonderful things that happened in May. And so I was just, you know, calling with kudos.
Well, thank you. This, of course, is Allison from Visible by the Numbers. She is another BBS radio host on Monday. What time are you West Coast that you're on?
5 o'clock.
Five o'clock, yes.
This is all about you. It's not about me.
No, that's okay. No. Happy to, you know, please. Happy to mention that at all. And I do, since you did call in, I wanted to mention, Allison, of course, had always known about tropical astrology, and I, you know, we did this little test to see, you know, does sidereal astrology work,
mm-hmm.
and how do you feel about yourself as a sidereal, what did your sign switch to, dear? I'm switching over here to look to see what you are now.
What am I?
I don't know. Let me flip over that. No, really, I'm glad you called, because I'm just grass pollen being what it is. I would tell you I'm not allergic to anything, but I was out in the backyard gardening and doing stuff before I got in here.
Oh.
And I think I just got kind of a nose full of everything. This kind of thing.
Well, we've got to do a show together, and we actually do a call-in show, and you can do 10 minutes on there. Astrology, and I'll do their numerology, and we'll double tag them. How's that sound?
I would love to do that. That sounds like fun.
Okay, well then call me and let's set that up. You come on my show.
Okay, I will do that.
Because you're brilliant, and we put two brilliant people together, and that should be fun, right?
It should be fun. It will. We'll just shine. Wouldn't that be good? You're too funny. Did you have any questions as long as you're here, or you just
called? You know, I was doodling with the life path number of the girl that you were doing, and I was looking at that a little bit, and I was actually nodding my head going, yeah, that works with her numerology, what she's saying about the astrology. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about the one who wants to be an actress?
Yeah. Well, she's a 22 life path, so, you know, that really wants to put you front and center, and you certainly are noticeable, and it's the most powerful law of the master numbers, so ability to really bring something forth, a dream. I would suggest that she's a specialist, and that 7's going to make her quite bright. And she might want to specialize in something in particular with theater or with acting.
Or a certain type of role.
Mm-hmm, a specific role, absolutely. And actually her second pentacle, the first pentacle for her, difficult because it's a nine, like you said. I would suggest that she doesn't get married in that pentacle. But the second one would absolutely want to propel her into the limelight and put her out in front of people. And that's where people get famous in 11 pentacles. So I would say it looks like a go. So
Yeah,
but that was pretty cool.
Yeah, well,
I didn't mean to take up your radio show.
No. You're fine. No, it just, and to me, though, no, it's fun to hear, you know, the confirmation through another system. But it was also, it was good for when I pulled this up, I said, oh, thank goodness, because, of course, I probably get 25 emails a week that specifically say, either on this show or the other show that I do, you know, combined,
mm-hmm.
I want to be an actress. I want to be an actor. I want to be a musician.
Oh.
And what most things I would tell them, it's like, yes, go and do it, enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
but keep your day job. you're gonna have to do something else for a living, but I think you should do this to have fun and to explore it.
Sure.
But this girl, I think she can make a serious go of it.
Oh yeah, it's very hard not to notice the 22 life path. So and, you know, as a matter of fact, Jordan, the one that won American Idol, Jordan Sparks.
Yes,
you know, what fascinated me about her, she was a 7 life path, but she was a 22 birthday. And I, of course, you know, I don't know about you, but I always do all their charts, you know,
so
I can figure out what's going on, you know. And I was really looking at her being in the 7 life path with this 20, and looking at the kind of influence that 22 master number would have on her winning. Certainly, her expression was that of a natural-born musician and singer. But that 22 is not going to let that girl hide. She is definitely here for a purpose, and it's going to put her in the limelight. And she had really good things about, you know, her chart. But I was a little leery. She was in a 7 pinnacle 7 year. That's not always conducive for stardom, but I was very pleased, very pleased. Because I'm in a 7 year, so I'm all about people doing good in a 7 year.
Yeah.
All my numerologist friends. You know, Alan Dodge, and I have a couple of others, and they're all going, oh, my God, you're in a 7-year, Allison, you shouldn't be working. You should be like, resting and taking it easy. And I'm like, if you can't do 7 stuff, and for people that are listening, 7 stuff is really spiritual philosophy and doing what I do. If you can't do it in a 7-year, when can you do it, you know? So I haven't stopped working, and I'm not taking my naps, okay? I'm just going to keep working.
But cat nap, you know, that's it. Keep working. No, and actually you're having great work things this year.
Yeah.
Great opportunities with that, so.
Yeah. So you were right, except for that first rocky start, I'll tell you. I mean, people, you know, you did it and you put it on a CD. We were actually going to do an experiment, and you put it on a CD for me, you know, what was going to go on for me for, what, was it 3 or 4 months?
Yes.
And when I listened to it, I went, oh, man, you have got to be kidding me. Because I had just been through rather difficult circumstances. I had a hysterectomy. I was recovering, and I was listening to this, and I was going, this is not, doesn't sound like a fun couple of months. And as it and of course, I'm a very positive thinker, so I'm like, I'm going to think happy thoughts and make this all go away. I think attitude is everything. But anyhow, as it turned out, you were so incredibly accurate on so much that I just literally was like, how can you be that? It was just very specific. You did a great job, and you have made me a convert. So,
well, it's having the right tools, and that's sidereal astrology as opposed to tropical. I did just pull you up. In the tropical system, you're supposed to be a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have planets in Libra. You have Mercury, Saturn, and Neptune. However, sidereally, you are a Virgo, and anyone born October 6th of any year is going to be a Virgo. And it's a very different energy. It's about doing. It's about improving things. It's about paying attention to detail. It's about making things happen, changing constantly to make it right, to get it right. You know, and your mom was one of those that said,
well, good, because that Libra stuff really kind of gets annoying after a while, being harmonious and sweet and cheerful and light. You know, I mean, one can only be kind, good, sweet, and wonderful. You know, I guess nice people are boring. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, the thing is, if you're a Libra, it makes perfect sense. Of course I want peace. Of course I want balance. Of course
right,
I want
right,
all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
But if you're really a Virgo, there's this little impishness. It's like, let's see what I can stir up here. Let's see what'll happen if I do this.
Well, you know, you helped me out because I actually had my, somebody bought me a book of my astrology, not sidereal, but the other astrology, the topical
right.
astrology, and I was reading the book of Sweetness and Light, which was me, and I was wanting to throw the book. I was just like, oh, God, do I have to live up to this? You know, it was just like too much, you know, peace and harmony and love. And I'm not to say that I'm not a loving person. I'm an extremely loving person, but I also, you know, challenge what is and look beyond what is norm and what is considered to be, you know, the truth. You know, I've always been a seeker and wanting to make change in the way people perceive things and see things and whatever. So it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's different. I know.
So you're very cool, and I'm not going to interrupt the reading you were doing in your whole show.
Oh no, that's fine. It's I said I was, and when I looked at it, it's the one, the 10th grader. That was the last one that I was saying. I'm almost thinking that should have been pulled for the other show. That got everything just got pulled into one, but that's okay. Well, here, while you're on, she's June 20th, 1991, and she just wants to know how her 10th grade year is going to be. And bless her heart, she probably just finished the 9th grade, you know, and. Well, I guess it's kind of a big year, you know. It's like ninth grade, you have that freshman stuff, and then, you know, all of a sudden you jump into. I will say anybody born June 20th of any year, the sun was actually in Gemini, got there 4 degrees of Gemini. Very social, very talkative, and if you've had a tough year to where you couldn't talk or you couldn't socialize the way you wanted to or just couldn't communicate, like if you had moved to a different area and they are speaking essentially – it sounds like the same language, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you got to fit in. That's kind of tough. But, yes, actually, this girl has had the last two and a half years kind of a tough time of it in general.
Mm-hmm.
I assume her parents have been moving or doing something. But things, do they get easier? I know that's what she's dying to hear me say. It's going to get easier. What I'm going to say is, instead, for the next 2.5 years, you have to find your own niche. Don't expect to fit in with kids that aren't you. Don't try to make the soccer team or don't try to make the cheerleading squad if it's not you, just because that's what everybody else is doing. Find your peeps, essentially. Find the people that you have something in common with and fit in with them. That's what you need to do. So, yeah, maybe your parents moved her around a bunch. And that's never comfortable for a kid.
When was she born again?
June 20th, 1991.
Mm-hmm. Well, that 20 right there is intensified two energy, so it kind of goes along with what you're saying, that sometimes people with a lot of two energy are people pleasers. They don't stand their own ground sometimes in the efforts to just try to blend in and not be noticed and just please everyone. And so what you're saying kind of makes sense with her day of birth. So,
Yeah, she's and she can't, you know, and it's like, so find the people that are worth pleasing, essentially.
Yeah,
that's who you
idea.
Are. You know,
find you.
Yeah, well, you know, find the group that's worth it. So.
Yeah, and also don't throw yourself under the bus just to try to make other people happy. That you have to really, I think, is important for people with that energy, is to identify their own truth and stand by them and not change who they are just to make other people happy. They've got to stand their own ground. So. That's just numerology talking.
Makes
Carry
sense
on.
To me. Hey. No. If you've got time, because you know what? Charts I do have here that I wanted to run through.
Mm-hmm.
Three political hopefuls.
Oh, dear.
No, oh, dear. If you have any desire whatsoever, I'll tell you who it is. It's Bill Richardson, who is.
Oh, okay. I got news for you on him, because I actually have his chart.
Do what?
I said I have his chart.
Oh, wait, cool. Okay, see, you've already got it. Good.
Okay,
see?
Let me see if I can find it, because I actually was going to talk about him on my last show, but we did hurricanes, and we got sidetracked, and I will make a prediction about him immediately.
Okay.
As soon as I can find his chart. No, actually, I'll make it without looking at his chart. He's not going to win.
Okay, well, that works for me, but I wanted to talk about him anyway.
Okay, we can talk about him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's no way. He has duality that year, and that represents difficult circumstances. So,
okay, now are you looking at, when you say that year, do you look at the actual election or do you look at the inauguration date?
I'm looking at the actual year of the election, not the inauguration date. No, because the year that it's decided in.
Right. I just wanted to clarify because I know people will look at it either both ways or either way, and I've certainly seen two different ways.
Okay. Well, give me a second. Let me pull up his chart, and then I'll let you talk. You talk about him.
Okay. I will talk about Bill Richardson. Who is Bill Richardson? He was born November 15, 1947, at 11:35 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in Pasadena, California. Bill is fascinating life. He was born here in the States. However, he was raised the first part of his life down in Mexico City. His mother was from a wealthy Mexican family. His dad was a Citicorp executive, and that's how he's been down here. He went to prep school here in the United States. And seems to me he was an athlete. Oh, I've got the notes. I'm trying to think, because two of them that are running were athletes. Yeah, here he is. He baseball. Matter of fact, he was going to play professional, and he was actually drafted by the Kansas City Athletics, or Kansas City Royals, I guess. And he threw his elbow out. His dad had convinced him to go to college anyway instead of becoming a professional baseball player. I love baseball, in case anyone's wondering. So it's like, oh boy! And to me, it's the ultimate American sport. I just love it. And he went into political science after that, and you know, went on. He's the governor of New Mexico, and will certainly carry a lot of the Spanish American vote. No doubt about that. When he was born, the sun was in 29 degrees of Libra. That day it switched over, so if people were born much later in the day, they actually might have made it to Scorpio, but he was still a Libra. And, he does like balance. He does, it's that peacemaking thing. They do that very well. He does make nice, however, there's a brilliant strategy to it, the reason he does. He's very deliberate in his moves. He's got Capricorn rising. He does know about hard work, and even though he was raised in this privileged lifestyle, which I have no problem with, I know a lot of people climb on politicians with privileged lifestyles, but I'm thinking, oh, for heaven's sake, that gave them better opportunities for education. It gave them exposure to more things, not fewer things, but more things. But he does understand hard work. He does understand protocol, which is important, certainly for our politicians. But as far as him, you know, actually getting in this year or next year, I'm with Allison. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
Saturn will be transiting his eighth house, and it's just not going to happen. 4 years later, he might make it.
Yeah.
He might. I don't know who's going up at that time, but he has a good shot at it, not only because of his chart, but because we love electing governors.
Mm-hmm.
Not senators. We love electing governors. So, anyway, so you want to talk about Bill Richardson from the numerology part of you?
Well, I will tell you this much, that this guy can very much be a diplomat, and balance is important to him. Harmony and peacefulness, very important to him. And he's also probably very adept at being able to read people and being able to negotiate and understand what it is they need without a spoken word. A very psychic energy with this guy, but a very clear connection to other people's energy, and really makes him spectacular counselor and spectacular peacemaker. I can honestly tell from the birthday and expression number, this is a guy that does care about those that are less fortunate, those that need help. He is wanting to be of service. That is part of his energy, wanting to be helpful. Balance, again, comes in with both those numbers. He can see the middle ground, and so that can be, and very good with people, a lot of people skills here with him. My biggest thing is he's in the pinnacle that he's in really is a five. So whatever this guy plans is not necessarily going to be what's going to happen. He's really in this time in his life where, you know, you got to fly by your seat of your pants and don't plan anything because, you know, sudden unexpected events. And the reason why, without question, I mean, I can just plain outright say it ain't happening, is because there's this thing where when your essences match your personal year in any given year, it is always an indication of difficulties, and it's always an indication of a trying time, and it's never for good reasons. It's usually for quite difficult circumstances, And because I've researched so many biographies and done so many people's charts, and I've done a lot of validation on this with people, it's just not happening. He's definitely in for a disappointment that year, without question. You know, I don't want to save him the trouble, but...
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, you got to go out there.
Say, well,
you know, you still got to throw your hat in the ring, let people know who you are, you know, what kind of thing. And
don't
you know.
Wish they would listen? I don't know if they would listen.
I know. Okay.
But this is all part of his experience. So we just have to honor his soul and his journey and what it is he's here to do. So he learns from this experience.
That's it.
There you go.
Now, the other
two
I don't have
anybody else for politicians, I'm afraid, though.
I'm sorry, what?
If you're going to do somebody else, I don't know if I have anybody else for politicians.
The only two I've got here, which people had asked me, which you can almost imagine, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, good, I've got her.
Of course, I'm thinking you have to have her.
So
let's do Hillary. October 26, 1947.
Okay.
She was born at 8:10 p.m., Chicago, Illinois. And she actually, again, the sun is in Libra. That's where it is, 9 degrees of Libra. And I was thinking, Hillary is constantly, you know, I've always heard how she rubs people the wrong way, and the only possible, I don't get it, but, you know, I'm cut out just a little bit different, because she is an excellent diplomat. She can bring people together. I'm thinking if she was in a man's body, it would not have had the same reactions. The other thing, though, is when she was born, she had Gemini rising, which is wonderful, but she had Uranus right there. So she's a shock to people. And by the fact, you know, she's a woman and she's coming in and doing all this. I know it's the 21st century, but, you know, it's people still have their thoughts about where people ought to be, where women ought to be, and the rest of that. And I think she just, you know, when Bill got elected and she marches into Congress with her health care plan, and she's like, okay, guys, let's go. And they just said there was a mouth hanging open, you know, and the rest of that.
Well,
is she going to have a real shot at it? This is the interesting thing. This is the interesting thing. Just using Saturn, it's at the bottom of her chart, which is generally not, I mean, that's not what you're looking at for anybody being elected.
Right.
However, it's going to be moving into the fourth house, so she'll be moving maybe out of New York. She'll be moving somewhere physically during the inauguration or when the inauguration starts. She will have moved or shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Jupiter is, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm seeing. So I'm kind of laughing. I'm sitting here going, tough call. Would you call it a tough call?
Yes, it is a tough call.
There you go. There you go.
Because she's moving. And Jupiter, astrologically, during the election, is in the seventh house. So for the year previous, very popular, a lot of support. It goes into the eighth house after that, which for someone becoming a president is a good place to be at. All of a sudden,
exactly.
It's being privy to a lot of secrets, privy to a lot of problems that, you know, the rest of us don't see, having to deal with all that and dealing with it well.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a tough call.
It is. That's what I looked at and I thought, now that's a tough call. That is a tough call. What I see with her is she has an abundance of three energy. It's in her life path, which is from her date of birth, her heart's desire, which is her inner motivation, and her personality. And in many, many ways, if I was to look at a chart with a person that had three threes in their core numbers, I would know that they have difficulty with the three energy. And one thing that threes are notorious for is saying something it's the wrong place in the wrong time. And so I don't think the message about the healthcare system was a bad message. It was just the wrong place and the wrong time for it.
Right.
The one thing about this woman, bar none, that once she gets balanced, she doesn't seem to have a problem necessarily in other areas of the chart with the three energy. Once she figures it out and learns how to do it, this woman needs to understand she's a star. She needs to understand that she's magnetic, that she's charismatic, and that she's inspirational. This woman is a natural-born orator, and it's very much demonstrated in her speeches. And she lights up the eyes, the smile. I mean, she really has a way of putting words together. And I've seen people do some tough interviews with her, and I've seen her shine brilliantly. I will say that she's not a dummy. She's a smart cookie. And the other thing is I really do feel that she does connect and want to be of service. This is her motivation, is doing and helping those that are less fortunate. The expression number is always talking about a loving, caring, and compassionate person. She is very intuitive. That very much is showing in her chart. My concerns with where she is right now is the fact that it's a four pinnacle. In a four pinnacle, there's a lot of limitation around you. So if I was to throw something out of her favor, I would say that the four pinnacle puts limitation on what you can do. It's effort versus reward. It's constant discipline. It is no shortcuts. It is paying attention to details. And generally speaking, if you move into a four pinnacle, it's hard to get ahead. It's hard to rocket ship your way to, you know, great things. You have to do it methodically and plod along and build it step by step, and then there's no easy way. That would be my only negative thing about where she is. And as you said, I see the whole year of the actual election as being a difficult time for her, a time of struggle. It's actually the essence at that time is called the 16-7. It's called the dark night of the soul. And basically, it's a time when things just don't work out the way you think they're gonna. It seems as though you're trying so hard to go in one direction, but the divine, in its infinite wisdom, is just trying to redirect you, and things don't work out. And it can be a very difficult time. But it also can be an absolutely magnificent time, because you do get in touch with your inner self. You do get in touch with your higher self. And then you come out of it always being better than you were going into it. And because, you know, she moves out of this nine energy with the year into a one, that's saying she's going to start something new. She's after the election. Absolutely. She'll be starting something brand new opportunities coming to her. A nine means finishing, a one means starting. And the it concerns me, because I did look up to see when did she actually throw her head into the ring. And if she threw her head into the ring in 2007, which is, I believe, when she did. Do you know that?
I think it was.
Well, see, here's the thing about 9 years.
Yeah, because it was not, there was a lot of speculation, but it wasn't, you know, official.
I think it was 2007, but I think it was very close to her birthday as well. But the thing about 9 years is you never want to start something in a 9 year. It is a time to finish up everything that you've had going on in the past 9 years, and you really don't begin something new until a 1 year. So she threw her head into the ring. I would have rather have seen her throw her hat into the ring in the 8 year rather than in 2007, the year prior, 2006. I would rather see her, you know, grab it and say, I'm going to do this. Because I don't like that either about the way circumstances are. You don't start something. You know, a really good example is even in relationships. You know, I've had so many people that in a 9 year, and I've met Mr. Right. When did you meet him? And they met him in their 9 year. And I sit there and shake my head, and I don't want to tell them. But I know that it's not going to work out, that it'll finish itself in the 9 year. It'll end in the 9 year. It can't move forward. That's my only concern as well with her. But still, it's a tough call. It's a tough call.
It's a seriously tough call. And
yeah.
This is who
well,
I would like.
That's kind of cool the way we agree on that. I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, you know who I would like to see her paired with? And, of course, he's throwing his hat in to be president, but that's part of who's going to become vice president. Is John Edwards.
Oh, yes.
He was born June 10th, 1953. Mm-hmm. You got his, too?
Let me look. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've done all these people.
All right. John Edwards, for everybody else, was born June 10th, 1953, 7:02 a.m. in Seneca, South Carolina. He's also a Gemini rising. So he has very similar transits. I mean, for all their differences, these two are very much, they go through things at the same time, and they also see the world the same way, even though he's a Taurus. You know, he's the pragmatic one, man. And he's 26 degrees of Taurus, and also his moon's in Taurus, Jupiter's in Taurus, and he is a rock, an absolute rock that can not only shoulder a lot of responsibilities, but make things happen. And I know he got, you know, the stuff with his wife, and it's like everything he went before when he was running as vice president and his wife got cancer, and, you know, he just carries it along. And, you know, no public whining, no public complaining. It's like, look, we're going to, you know, pull back and take care of this, and that's what he does over and over and over again. Again, Saturn is at, because he's a Gemini rising, is at the bottom of his chart in the third house, but then it moves to the fourth. And the last time when he was running as a vice presidential candidate for Gore, Saturn was transiting his first house. When it moved, and I looked at this, I was on a radio show, I was a guest on a radio show, and I looked at this, and you know, everybody's like, go, go, go. And I'm thinking, well, Saturn moves into his second house, he's going to have a drop in income. Do you drop in income when you go from the Senate to vice president? And they're looking at me like I'm nuts. And I said, well, you know, unless he drops in income because he's not doing as much attorney stuff, this guy's going to drop in income, mm-hmm. which, of course, is what he did. Because he was taking care of his wife and, you know, the hospital bills and whatnot with that. This time, Saturn is in his third house, will be moving to the fourth. He will be moving positions of houses, and he'll be having a Saturn return, so more responsibility in the next couple of years. Jupiter will be going into his eighth house. I mean, just the same kind of setup. I think if we paired these two, if they got paired together, mm-hmm. I mean, they would be unstoppable.
Hmm.
So anyway, that's what I'm thinking.
It's worthy of thought, but I see that you're close to ending your show, dear, so I will let the last final word be your take on John.
Oh, okay, so yours isn't the same. You see, I am such a...
No. I actually see this guy. He's going to be pushed in very much. There's a lot of very impressive numbers in his chart. Very powerful person.
Well, I want to hear...
But I don't
want to hear what you have
on the air, because according to my clock, you know...
Yeah. I know. And it is that time, folks. And I will continue this conversation with Allison later. And again, she's another BBC host, Visible by the Numbers on Monday night. You have been listening to Debs the Horoscopes Lady here on BBS Radio. And we'll be back next week. Bye now.
Bye-bye.